You may remember a botched American drone attack in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians over the summer. It turns out no members of the U.S. military will be punished for what it calls a tragic mistake. Here's Pentagon spokesman John Kirby this week.
I do not anticipate there being issues of personal accountability to be had with respect to the August 29th airstrike.
Kirby blamed the killings on a, quote, breakdown in process, but said nobody was criminally negligent, and that angered many on the ground in Kabul. Let's bring in New York Times reporter Matthew Akins. He's one of the reporters who exposed the civilian deaths, which were not initially acknowledged by the Pentagon. Matthew, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So first, remind us of this strike. Military leaders initially said they were tracking and targeting members of the Islamic State. What did the reality turn out to be?
Well, the next day, the morning after the strike, I went there with a Times photographer, and we saw a car that had been blown apart in the courtyard of a family home, lots of family members in extreme grief and shock. And they said that their brother and a number of children had just been killed the night before by a missile. And what turned out to be a strike on a family, people who, as the military later admitted, had no connection with ISIS.
And a week later, the Pentagon was forced to admit that the strike mistakenly killed 10 civilians, and it began a review. What did the review find, and does the military have a plan to fix what it calls a breakdown in its process?
So the review has essentially found that people followed the rules. And it's so when you follow the rules, you don't get in trouble. That's generally how this process works. So if that's the case, then clearly something's wrong with the rules. But there's been an ongoing discussion about these processes, the policy that leads to these kind of drone strikes, where basically you're targeting people from, you know, 15,000 feet, where you can't always tell if someone's putting bombs or water cans in the car, and yet you're carrying out, you know, military strategy that way. You're trying to go after your targets that way. It's consistently led to civilian casualties. One of the biggest problems is that we don't often know that the people that we're killing are civilians, right? The military's default is to assume that because they had good reason to target them, then they must have been terrorists. In this case, because it happened right in Kabul, we were able to expose that in a way that, you know, the military was forced, I think, to come up very quickly and admit they had made a mistake. But most of these strikes take place in remote areas where there's no... it's very difficult or dangerous to get to the site and find out who actually was killed.
Now, in Kabul, a lot of people are infuriated by this decision not to punish any individual. The head of the aid group that employed one of the civilians killed told CNN, "How can our military wrongly take the lives of 10 precious Afghan people and hold no one accountable in any way?" Now, the military, it does admit that it kills civilians, but it rarely holds individuals accountable. Why not?
Well, you know, again, it's a matter of following the rules. So they hide behind the rules, in essence, saying that, you know, as long as they follow the process, then people aren't individually accountable. And we're not talking about just criminal charges here. There's no disciplinary action at all that the military has taken. The military, you know, has declined to punish itself, and that pretty characteristic of a lot of these situations where they have the responsibility for deciding what action to take against their own service members. But people are obviously disappointed. I just spoke to Imal Ahmadi, who's the brother of Zamari and many of the relatives who were killed in the strike. He's in Kabul. He is still hasn't received any compensation payment, he says, is still desperately hoping to be evacuated. You know, they've actually come under a lot of threat because of this story, the way it's blown up. People know in Afghanistan that they're associated with the internationals, right? They think that they're going to get this big compensation payment. It's really dangerous in Afghanistan right now. The level of poverty is increased, driven up crime, and obviously the Taliban are in charge. So they're still stuck there. And when he heard about this decision, he was disappointed, but not surprised. And he said, you know what, we're weak, powerless people. What can we do against the U.S. military? And I think that's how people feel, powerless, when they see these kinds of decisions.
That is New York Times reporter Matthew Akins. Matthew, thanks once again.
My pleasure.